Today is National HIV Testing Day. Across Michigan this weekend, there will be events and opportunities for free HIV tests, and that includes Ingham County, of course, which has one of the highest HIV prevalence rates in the state. The nationwide campaign also offers a chance to look at how prevention and treatment methods have evolved and what barriers to treatment still exist. Here to tell us more about what's happening in the fight against HIV and AIDS, Duane Riley. Duane's the prevention coordinator for the Lansing Area AIDS Network, or LAN. Hi, Duane.
Good morning.
And joining him is Todd Haywood. Todd's a local journalist and HIV activist who helped build a new website, PrepForItNow.com, that focuses on HIV education and prevention. Welcome back, Todd.
Morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you. With today being National Testing Day, where do we stand right now as a nation regarding HIV testing? Are more people getting tested? Are fewer people getting tested? What? That's more better for you, Duane. Take it. Take it.
Yeah, you know, I think we're at a place where testing numbers have increased. Unfortunately, we still have staggering statistics, like one in every six persons who are dying or who are HIV positive simply don't know that they're HIV positive. And so I think, you know, with agencies like LAN, the Lansing Area AIDS Network, and the services that we provide, those numbers right there should definitely decrease. But unfortunately, we still have, you know, in the United States, we still have about 50,000 individuals who are diagnosed each year with HIV. And so there's, you know, even though testing numbers have increased, it's still an epidemic, and there's still a problem that exists within our.
Why aren't more people getting tested?
I think one reason would be stigma. You know, when you're thinking about HIV, people oftentimes take themselves back to the 80s and 90s where there weren't many options for HIV. And so, you know, people are a little apprehensive and scared about getting tested. And so I think that's one huge problem right there.
So is awareness for the generation that did not grow up during the initial AIDS scare in the 80s and 90s, that's an ongoing awareness-raising exercise?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of other issues that are involved here, too. First of all, we talk about HIV today like it was the 1980s and 1990s, and the epidemic then is what's happening today, and it's a very different epidemic today. A person diagnosed today with HIV is expected to live a full life. Literally a full life, an expected life expectancy. That's something we don't hear a lot about yet. And I think that's really important. So there's this fear that if you have HIV, you're going to be dead in 2 months. And I remember when I was diagnosed, that was one of my presumptions. And that was in 2007. Well, at that point, we'd had 12 years of antiretroviral treatment that showed that that wasn't true anymore. Mm. I think the other thing, you know, talking about stigma, I think it's really important to recognize as well that 34 states, including Michigan, criminalize HIV non-disclosure. And it's the only disease that's criminalized in Michigan. And the ultimate defense is not knowing your status. If you don't know that you're HIV positive, you cannot face criminal charges under Michigan's HIV disclosure law. And we now have some studies that show that people who are most at risk for HIV infection are least likely to be tested in states where there's criminalization because they don't want to have to deal with the criminal liability.
And what about those populations here in 2014, Duane? What populations are most at risk for HIV?
Well, you know, one of the highest risk groups that has consistently been a high risk group, and that would be men who have sex with men. There's between the ages of 13 and 24, the youth group, that's a very high risk group right there for HIV infections as well.
Has that changed, or is that still, I mean, has that been a pattern in previous years?
Yes, it has been a pattern in previous years. I think now in 2014, we're looking at subpopulations that are even more increasingly disproportionately affected by HIV. Within the MSM community, African-American MSM, men who have sex with men, they're disproportionately affected with HIV as well. And so, you know, those numbers within those high-risk groups, they're increasing. But as far as, you know, how we're being infected and things of that nature, and the numbers and moving forward, it varies drastically.
Our guests on Current State, Duane Riley of LAN, the Lansing Area AIDS Network, along with Todd Haywood, HIV and AIDS journalist and activist. Todd, you've worked on a new website, PrepForItNow.com, which highlights some changes in HIV prevention and treatment. There are newer prevention methods, including what's called a pre-exposure prophylaxis. What is that?
That's correct. PrEP is the use of one of the anti-HIV drugs called Truvada, taken on a daily basis, it is 99% effective in preventing transmission. 99%. That is more effective than condoms. That is more effective than monogamy. That is more effective than any other intervention that we have today. If you use that in conjunction with behavioral modification, such as condoms, such as monogamy, you can reduce your risk to near zero.
Is Truvada expensive?
It is expensive, and that is one of the barriers. It's about $1,200 a month, so it racks up pretty quickly.
Any help with insurance?
It is covered by every insurance company that we've heard of. Medicaid covers it. The issue that we are seeing right now is some of the Obamacare plans are putting it in tiers where it's more expensive for copays. Mm-hmm. But the company that makes the drug does have a drug assistance program that will assist in cutting off some of those high copays.
And oftentimes it makes the cost zero. Yeah. So
who makes it?
It's called Gilead is the name of the company.
Okay. How long has Truvada been around?
Truvada was approved as a treatment in 2004.
Okay.
And it was
a while.
Yeah. And it's really effective. It happens to be one of the drugs in my regime to treat my virus. So I'm quite well aware of it. It has very few side effects. In the PrEP studies that were done, there was some indication for a small number of folks who had stomach upset and that sort of stuff, and some people who had some kidney function issues. But as soon as they stopped using the drug, there were no kidney issues anymore. So there's nothing long-term that's been identified for this drug as a long-term side effect.
Anything else more recently on the landscape that people are still learning about that is good for prevention that some number of people still don't know about?
In regards to PrEP?
Yeah.
I think that with the current studies that we have, you know, it's proving exactly what Todd said. It can be very effective. However, one issue with PrEP is that people simply aren't aware of it. Mm-hmm. And so if you aren't aware of a resource, you know, how can you actually take advantage of that resource right there? And so I think that's, you know, one important thing in regards to PrEP for now. It's getting the word about this particular prevention option out there and other prevention options that we have in 2014.
In general, when people come for your help, Duane, mm-hmm. how aware are they of the more recent treatments and prevention?
Oftentimes, individuals aren't aware at all.
Yeah.
At all. And so, it's unfortunate. You know, even the highest risk groups, you know, they simply aren't aware of these particular prevention options for HIV.
In Ingham County, what is going on in our county? We have one of the highest rates of HIV infection in the state. What factors are contributing to that?
I think education is definitely one thing in regards to sexual health and risk reduction for HIV and other STDs. That's definitely one thing right there. Risk behaviors, not understanding different options that you have to reducing your risk right there. That's one of the most important things I can kind of stress as far as HIV prevention. You know, you have, like, each situation is different, and I think it's important to realize which options will work most effectively with reducing your risk for HIV. And that's something that we really need to hone in, I think, as far as prevention specifically within high-risk communities in Ingham County.
Todd, do you know where we're at with regard to a vaccine?
You know, I don't follow the vaccine stuff very well. The reality is that I think we're at least a decade off. There's just nothing out there. But I think it's really important to understand that between PrEP and the use of treatment as prevention, what we do know is that when a person who is infected is on treatment and virally suppressed, that there's not a single case of transmission of HIV from that person. Mm. Not one documented out of 34 million cases in the world. That's a huge deal. And I don't think we're talking about that enough right now either. A person is rendered non-infectious with proper treatment.
What else is at prepforitnow.com?
We've got all kinds of videos from local opinion makers talking about why they took the test and how important it is. We're encouraging people to join the revolution. We believe that there is an evolution of prevention options out there now. Everything from condoms to PrEP to treatment as prevention, to behavioral modification and choosing which position to be in for sexual behavior. But it's all key to getting tested. You have to get tested for HIV. And if you're a sexually active man who has sex with men, you should be tested every 3 months or at the beginning of each new relationship. We know, in fact, with a lot of young MSM, 68% of new infections are happening in the context of primary sexual relationships. And so serial monogamy and the marriage movement actually is feeding the epidemic, because we haven't developed constructs to have conversations about when do you throw the condoms out, when do you negotiate not to have condoms, and that sort of stuff. The other thing I wanted to sort of step back on a little bit is there was a study released in 2012, so about 2 years ago, that the cohort of 20-year-old men who have sex with men had a 10% prevalency rate of HIV right then. 70 in the black MSM in that 20-year-old cohort, 20% were infected. Mm. In 30 years, half of all men who have sex with men in that cohort will be infected, and 70% of black MSM.
That is striking. We're just about out of time. Yeah. Dwayne, where can people get free testing this weekend?
The Lansing Area AIDS Network will be hosting its national HIV testing event this Saturday, June 28th. And that will be from 4 p.m. to midnight. We'll be testing at the Diversity Psychological Services Building located at 1310 Turner Street. We'll also have different games and things of that nature and prizes and giveaways and raffles throughout the night. And in Old Town, we'll be collaborating with Esquire Bar and Spiral Nightclub in order to host this event right here.
Dwayne Riley and Todd Haywood have been our guests. PrepForItNow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Current State.